I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Toronto International Film Festival returns on September 9th this year. After having the annual festival online exclusively for 2020 through digital streaming, the festival will offer in-person screenings for the first time since 2019. There will also be a variety of in-person options for the first time to accommodate the number of showings and attendees while adhering to Ontario's COVID-19 social distancing and capacity rules and regulations. This includes drive-in options for select films showing at Visa Skyline Drive-In and RBC Lakeside Drive-In at Ontario Place. Outdoor open-air screenings will be shown at the West Island Open Air Cinema at Ontario Place. In a September 2nd media presser, Tiff writes, quote, "The Toronto International Film Festival today shared the special guests and talents that will attend the festival in person this year." TIFF is also delighted to announce a special surprise screening of a never-before-seen film from award-winning director Steven Soderbergh. End quote. The presser also outlines the proposed list of directors, actors, and actresses that are slated to attend the festival this year. On August 23rd, TIFF announced that all staff, audience members, and visitors must be fully vaccinated or show a negative COVID-19 test before attending any of the in-person events. This will include the usual in-person venues of the TIFF Bell Lightbox, the IMAX Cinesphere, and Roy Thomson Hall. Changes to this year's festival include no rush ticket lines prior to screenings, no concessions sold except for the drive-in options, and no physical copy tickets. All tickets to films must be purchased online prior to each screening. In an August 23rd media press release explaining how digital screenings will be streamed, TIFF writes, quote, "Additionally, public digital screenings will be programmed on digital TIFF Bell Lightbox for the accessibility of festival goers, but are limited to Canadian audiences. The TIFF Digital Cinema Pro platform will host digital press and industry screenings, as well as the TIFF Industry Selects market for industry buyers. Films available to press and industry on TIFF Digital Cinema Pro will be accessible to delegates worldwide. However, some exceptions may occur where the film right holders have not authorized an online screening in select regions. The TIFF Bell Digital Talks program will host a variety of public and press and industry talks, including In Conversation With, Talk Series, the Industry Conference, and Press Conferences." End quote. As part of the larger film festival circuit globally, TIFF is central towards film debuts and independent projects working through the circuit. Notable films making their big screen debuts include Denis Villeneuve's Dune, Edgar Wright's Last Night in Soho, and the independent Canadian film Scarborough. The festival kicks off tonight at Roy Thomson Hall with Dear Evan Hansen, a coming-of-age musical by Stephen Levinson. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.